I'm being exposed to a lot of small business owners. Okay. Right. So I'm having conversations with a lot of small business owners that are coming in looking for a credit card or trying to get some checks cashed or, you know, setting up bank accounts for their businesses. So you get to have conversations with these entrepreneurs, and a lot of them have some amazing stories to tell, you know, and just listening to the stories and listening to a lot of the sacrifices that they had to go through to create their business and some of the struggles they're going through to manage their business and run their business. You know, that started like that fire inside of me to say, hey, look, you know, that is where I'm going to end up. I'm going to end up over there. I like the grabbing my destiny and creating it and managing it and being responsible for that and just for my own future. I like that. It's calling my name. So, you know, the more I spoke to business owners, the more that kind of fire just kept growing and growing inside of me before I took that leap into trying something out.
Yeah, that's actually why we do this podcast, is seeing is really believing for most vets. Yeah. That we're a very skeptical, sometimes very cynical and dark humor type of tribe of people. And the whole purpose of the podcast is to talk about the transition, to show them, because right now in the culture, the average income is like $20-25 an hour. But mm-hmm. through entrepreneurialism and specifically sales and business, you could be making, starting out, $65,000-$75,000 a year.
Yep.
So what was your first dip into your own business?
My first dip, it was a trucking company.
You started a trucking company?
Started a trucking
company. How have I been in your office I didn't know you did mortgage. I didn't know you did trucking. Like, I've been in your office for almost a year and a half now.
My resume is deep, man. My resume is deep. But this is a crazy story. So my wife has two brothers, and they're truck drivers.
Okay.
They're owner operators. Right. So they own their own trucks. You know, they drive for other companies. And where we are in New Jersey, it's the ports of entry for containers that are coming in from overseas. It's a major port of entry for that.
Right.
So there's a lot of trucking in my area, and I had exposure to trucking from working in the warehouses and the logistics side of when I first got out of the Army. I had exposure to that, so I had an understanding of the industry, but I didn't know it, right? So my brother-in-laws, they approached me one day. I was doing mortgages for Chase when they approached me the first time, and I was like, man, I don't know anything about trucking. I'm not interested. I don't want to start a trucking company. They wanted to start one. And they didn't want to be owner operators anymore. They wanted to own their own company.
Sure.
And hire owner operators. So took a couple years. And this was around end of 2013. I said, you know, I was kind of we were going through the whole financial crisis that happened around that time, 2008, 2009, you know, when the housing market just collapsed and all these banks started failing. It was a stressful time in the financial world, very yep. stressful time. So I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to even be part of this career path anymore with all the stuff that's going on. I think I want to, you know, my mind was ready to try something else. It was open to try other things. So they approached me again, and then I said, you know what? Let's do it.